Sorry I'm late. I was reading Animorphs.
Ha! My name's Austin, and this is Late Starters.
Okay, so Chonks and I are supposed to tell you about this last time that happened, like just before now. I don't know why they're asking us to do it because we were passed out, but whatever. Okay, so here's what I remember. There are these two figures. There's that, what the hell is his name?
Charmander.
You know that guy, the one that we keep meeting. Anyways, so there's that guy, and then there's this green-haired girl, and then Ford and Victor were like, it's a ninja, and I don't know what that means, but all right.
Yeah.
Chonks also doesn't know what that means, obviously. So anyways, they both have the weird, like, swirly UFO eyes, and they were just carried off by Noct Owl. Like, that's just not a thing that happens. Like, Noct Owl just don't go around kidnapping people every day. So, like, that's super weird, right?
Yeah.
It seems pretty weird. Yeah. Anyways, so then, like, there's all these people talking about these tests that they're running. Like, what kind of tests? I guess mind control tests. That seems ridiculous. Like, you can't control minds, Chonks. Can you control minds? No, you can't. Okay, so anyways, so we were like, we gotta put this to a stop, right? Because all of that is super weird, and we can't live with that sort of thing. So anyways, Ford and I were like, let's go figure this out, but Victor was really, really scared, which is fine. Listen, if you're scared, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. So I was like, hey, what if you call for help? And then Ford and I went in there, and we totally kicked butt for a very short amount of time. But then we didn't, but then we did kick butt again. It's okay. Okay, so what happened was that I took out this hypno, and then Chonks and Posey and Aaron were coming in, and this hypno was like super fast and managed to deflect Chonks' attack. But Posey got an attack in, and Aaron got an attack in. So they both did great. You did great too. You did great, too. It was just that he blocked your attack. That's the one I said first. Therefore, it's the most important and has nothing to do with the success. We'll get back to this. Okay. So, anyways, then what was happening was that this fucking thing was putting all the Pokemon to sleep. So, it puts Aaron to sleep. And I was like, that sucks because Aaron was doing great. And then this other figure gets Ford and blinds him with some dirt, which is totally, like, not fair during a fight. Anyways, then one of the Hoot-Hoot uses a hypnosis on Chonks, which is rude as hell, and then Hypno uses Dream Eater on all of the sleeping Pokemon, which is even more rude, and then Ford goes to tackle the guy, and I revived Aaron, and Aaron's doing Fury Swipes, and Hypno's blocking it, and it was a pretty intense battle back and forth, but then Victor comes in. That's right. He got it together. And he comes over and he tries to help us. And Ford takes a blow to, you know, a place that hurts a lot. And I then got put to sleep by a Hoot Hoot, which was really rude. And then Posey gets in this other water gun attack. I didn't see this one. They just told me about this one after. And then, like, Hypno went and attacked Aaron. And then Spoons tries to drop tackle Hypno, but Hypno deflected it. And then Aaron starts punching and punching and punching and gets the Hypno and manages to take it out. And then the cloaked figures are like, oh no. And so they leave and they take those weird Paris things that are like the zombie things with the bleh and the acid and everything. But then Ford takes off his shirt. I feel like he may have already had it off at this point. Listen, I wasn't awake. I can't say for sure, but I feel like he probably already I know Ford a little bit now. That shirt's off at a moment's notice. Anyways, he captured that Paris in his shirt, and then there was a smoke bomb, and I'm very angry that I missed it. I love smoke bombs.
Charmander.
Chonks loves smoke bombs, too.
As the hoot hoot all flutter wildly around the forest as you've broken whatever hold the hypno had had on them. Ford, you see some purple flesh drip out of the mound that is inside your shirt. Victor, spoons pops back up in front of you as you look down on the battlefield as Callan just sleeps. And it feels so good, Callan, because you are starting to get a little bit tired. You guys know you're about 45 minutes away from Cecilia's and about 2 hours from the entrance to the city.
We gotta go. We gotta go to the city. I gotta drop this thing off. It might try to eat me. This might not have been a great plan. Is it like snapping is it moving in my shirt?
It's squirming.
Oh no. Yes, I'm like holding it out from me. I didn't think this all the way through. Let's go back to Cecile's and then the city.
Okay, I'll climb down from the platform and head over to you guys. Should we wake her up?
Yeah. Is Chunks asleep also, or is it just Callan?
Yeah, they're cuddled up next to each other.
Yeah. Go ahead and wake him up. And I'm still like holding the shirt out, like.
Aaron walks up to you and looks at like the pile in your hand. Anky.
I know. I didn't plan this one through.
He puts up his fists like he's ready to. He'll hit it if you want him to.
Listen. You did great. But no, this we.
Mikey, and he puts his arms on his shoulders and like puffs his chest up.
We need to keep this one. Willow needs to see this one.
Mikey, he walks over to your side and presses a button on your Pokeball, and it goes back inside.
That's super convenient.
Austin's not putting up with we're having all our Pokemon out all the time shenanigans anymore.
Victor's gonna tentatively kneel down next to Callan and just kind of like poke her with his finger. Hello?
Callan's gonna be like, stop, and like push his hand away.
Rise and shine. We gotta,
5 more minutes.
We gotta go. I know you didn't sleep last night, but we gotta take the Paris to the professor.
Throw a Pokeball at her.
Yeah, do it. Come on. Do it. Come on.
I think I have some water I could...
Come on, Ford. Ford, come on.
I'm not falling for it again.
Yeah, Callan will get up once you say the shit about the Paris. Then now she's invested in your adventure again and will come along with you. And she'll scoop up Chonks, still sleeping, if she can do it without jostling her.
She didn't see me catch the Paris, did she? She was asleep for that, right?
Yeah, you're just holding it out.
I got it. I got one for Professor Willow.
Nice. Did you remember you were supposed to use the Pokeballs, though?
It didn't seem like an option at the time.
All right, I'm glad the shirt thing finally worked out for you, though.
It may not have been the best plan.
I maybe have an idea, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah?
Victor's gonna let Caterpie out. We could, maybe string shot the situation and tie him up, sort of.
Then we should put him on the railroad tracks and push the cart, and we should all get in it and be like,
well, I don't know about that.
But like a picture, right?
Let's try the first half of that plan.
Yeah, minus the railroad. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, it would be. Imagine the photo. Listen, Ford, you know how you keep sending pictures to people. This could be like a cool one.
Admittedly, it could be. Okay, one picture.
Yes.
One picture on the little minecart track. And then we go. If it works.
Oh, jeez.
You have to do like a weird mustache twirl in the picture, though, Callan.
Yeah. All right. Definitely. I'm in.
Yeah. So we try to set it up with the Caterpie.
What do you say to Caterpie, Victor? As Ford's holding his shirt full of Paris out towards Caterpie, and Caterpie's looking at it.
Hey. Can you maybe string shot? And tie him up so he's not flailing the whole time.
You see Caterpie nod to you in turn, and the string shot just... And then eventually it moves around and starts encircling the Paris in its web. 20 to 30 seconds later, the Paris is Paris. Trying to get out, it can't move.
Okay, I pick up the Paris and I put it on the minecart track. And then I go line up for a picture.
Yes, Callan's jumping in that minecart with chonks and then pretending to twirl a mustache.
I'm standing off to the side shaking my head.
Come on, Victor, come on. No, come on.
I do not endorse this, nope.
Come on, it's going to be so funny. What if this is in the Pokedex and then it's in there forever and you get to be in the Pokedex in this minecart picture forever?
That's less of an incentive. I'm going to head back to the house. Okay, bye.
This could be the cover of the Pokedex. This would be the cover shot.
Come on, come on.
He's walking away.
All right, fine. Ford, take the picture. Let's do this.
He takes the picture, then he runs, turns around and takes a selfie with the everything behind him.
Put Aaron back out and have Aaron take the picture.
Barbaric.
After three pictures and Aaron returns to his Pokeball again. Do you guys, well, unless you guys want to take more.
No, that's good.
So as you guys set back towards Cecilia's house in the forest, you still hear these hoot-hoot. Like, they're flocking around, and a lot of them are, like, heading back the way that, you know, they're supposed to go. But some are chilling. Maybe they just ain't ready yet. But, yeah, there are still densely populated hoot-hoots around this area. Anything you guys want to do as you're making your way back towards Cecilia's?
No, I want to hurry up and get there. I just want to get this thing out of our hands and in a place where Willow can do something with it.
Yeah, you guys are walking. So, Callan, even if only slightly, and even with your little nap, you've been awake for a long time, close to 24 hours, and you're starting to feel the effects a little bit. But as you guys are heading back, you all do notice, moving quickly through the trees among these hoot-hoot, another brown bird. This Pokemon seems to be flying with some kind of vegetable, and it heads towards that long wall that you all seen, and then out of sight before you have a chance to grab any kind of picture or scan it with the Pokedex. But yeah, you guys get back in the early morning hours to Cecilia's house. She's already up, and you see her and Sprout tending the gardens, and as Sprout notices you all, he nudges Cecilia, Oddish, and she hops up, dusts herself off, and meets you guys like where the tree line where you come into the forest. And she says, oh, you're back. What happened? Did you find out what was going on with the Hoodoo and Rattata?
Ooh, there's a lot of ground to cover with that question. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say we helped.
We probably helped, but I don't know that we have a lot of answers.
Oh, no.
What we need to do is we need to stop and rest, and I need a cage for a zombie.
A cage for a zombie?
Yeah. And then I hold out the Paris.
She, like, leans close. Oh, my God. That poor thing.
It's weird, right?
Well, yeah. Weird. Yeah, I haven't seen one like that before.
It's turned evil, and there was, like, evil voodoo, Mr. Burns? Out there, like it was
from The Simpsons.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was out there controlling the hoot hoots, and that's probably the reason that everything's gone weird. But we think we cleared that out, maybe as part of the problem.
Yeah, they don't have the UFO thing going on anymore.
That, yeah, they could see clearly now.
That's great. If they're gone, if you think that they'll be,
I don't know that I'd say they're gone. They might come back.
I hope not.
I hope not too. But we may have stopped them.
Then I owe you gratitude, all three of you.
Victor kind of like shakes his head to himself a little bit, but doesn't say anything.
Yeah, why don't we hold that gratitude and see if they come back, and then if they don't, then you can be all gratitude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Callan's going to lean in towards Victor and go, I kind of forgot we were doing this for her to begin with. I kind of forgot about that whole thing.
I hope Ford doesn't hear that. Ford might have a meltdown at how balls out that plan was. She forgot that we were doing it for Cecile.
Callan just thought she was doing it for the hoot hoot. She forgot completely about the entire other part of the plot.
Feel free to rest here if you need to,
Yes.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
And she, like, shows you guys in. There's enough houses around this village that you guys can each have at your own house if you want.
That's so creepy, Austin. Yeah.
Well, they all just squatting here.
Whatever. Ford finds a big flag with an F on it and hangs it in front of one of the houses. It's like, this one's mine.
It's Fort Ford.
Fort Ford.
Nope. Callan's gonna go in there and walk up to Pidgey and like kneel down next to him.
Pidgey's near the fire. What? Chunks leans near the egg and kind of wraps her tail around so like the heat's on the egg with Pidgey.
Minecraft rules. Ford goes to sleep and then wakes up.
All right, everybody else must sleep too.
Yeah, Callan's going to haul this whole Pidgey backpack egg chonks thing to a bed and set it up appropriately and then fall asleep with all this pile of stuff.
Chonks is curled in, keeping everybody warm in the middle.
And Victor's going to, he's probably not going to go to bed right away. He's probably just going to like sit outside somewhere like under a tree or something by himself and just kind of quietly hang out with spoons and maybe like open up his phone and think about texting his grandma and then deciding against it and just kind of chilling.
Spoons will kind of curl in your lap after like 10 to 20 minutes and just fall asleep until the sun rises and then all that, like you look through your phone and everything and decide not to text your grandma. As the sun like peaks up, him start to rise up in front of you and like where his face just meets yours.
Hey, bud. Want to get going?
He takes like a second. He just looks at you, kind of cocks his head, and then he like floats over and sits on your shoulder.
Victor won't say anything. He'll just kind of stand up and go find the others.
As you walk towards where the houses that the others were in, you do feel a little hand start scratching like the back of your head as you're walking.
Doing this to me. You're hurting my heart.
Yeah, Victor. And as you walk in, this is around the time that Callan and Ford are starting to get up.
Just holding the creepy zombie.
Oh, Cecilia will give you like a leash or something and you like can kind of lock it up in the basement, maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
What the fuck?
That's some Silence of the Lambs shit.
What do you want him to do? You a cage?
Yeah.
Ford hooks the Paris on the leash and then puts it in the basement. And then as he's walking up the stairs out of the basement through the doors, he looks at the Paris and says, "It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again." And then closes the door and walks out.
You hear a faint as the skin falls off of the Paris.
Gross. Gross.
Fucking grody.
What a fun guy.
Oh. All right, guys. We've done it. Cecilia already has pancakes with all kinds of berries baked into them ready for everybody.
Salsa?
No salsa. No fucking salsa. She says, "That's weird. I don't care what universe you're in."
Wow.
And I take it as an insult. Cecilia, you're gonna meet your end now, Cecilia. You thought you could get away with slighting me on this podcast of all podcasts? I never flinch.
Ford eats a lot of pancakes. Yep. That happens with maple syrup.
Pseudo-wudo syrup.
Oh.
Gross.
I think like right before we're like getting ready to leave, I think Victor's gonna go up to Cecilia and just be like, thank you for everything. You've been really nice. And listen, if the Rattata come back, I have this, we have produce, we grow stuff at my house, and we have this like special recipe for this like rappel. And if you wanted, I could maybe like send you the recipe or something, you know.
That would be amazing, Victor. That would definitely help. Even then the hoo-hoo could stay around.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's organic and we make it ourselves, and it's, I don't know. Well, yeah, I could email it to you or something.
She pulls out her phone and says, "Hey, yeah, let's get your contact information." And maybe there's an app. I know there used to be an app on the iPhones where you could just like fist bump and it would. Mm-hmm.
It was literally called Bump. Okay, hold on. Ford's email is Ford Fiesta 93.
Okay, I'll take yours too, Ford, and use your.
Put at Pokemon.com. Callan is way too busy feeding Pidgey the edge of pancake, so it makes like little beak marks around the entire edge to give any contact information. She does not participate in this tomfoolery.
Here, Victor, I've actually put together this little basket for you all. These are Pearson berries. And she like hands you like a little basket. It has three of these. These help with confusion.
Callan?
Yeah.
Callan, give Callan all the berries.
What? What berries?
All the berries.
No, we're eating pancakes, idiot.
Altogether, there's 7 berries in there.
Thank you. That's really nice. You're so nice. Oh, God. Victor's going to blush and, like scurry away.
If you guys ever find your way, you know, back over here, let me know. I'll make you some food. I'm going to make some calls. Maybe I can get this place populated again. We can get everything back on track. People can have their lives back. Thank you. If these hoodoos are really gone.
That sounded kind of culty.
Oddish. You see it. Sprout start jumping up and down.
So are we leaving now? I'm assuming we're kind of heading out. As we're leaving, Callan will entirely ignore human and just go to Sprout and be like, bye, Sprout. It was nice meeting you. You're super cool. I like you. Cool.
Odd. Odd.
Okay, bye.
Chad. Dog of dial. Pidgey.
We're not saying bye. You're coming with us.
Bah. Then you guys head back out.
Color swipe fade is like the scene, like the end of the Pokemon things is we're on the path with the still frame.
And then when we join again, it's like a shot of the three of you plus however many Pokemon are out of their Pokeballs.
17.
Back on Route 1. You guys see where this route comes to an end, there's a building that has a sign that says Kanto Checkpoint 1. And you look at it and it looks kind of like a rest stop, but it's like a building. There's people outside of it just mingling.
Anybody gotta go?
Beat me to it.
This checkpoint leads from Route 1. You go through it, and then you get to the entrance to Viridian City.
We'll just keep going, because I really want to get this Paris somewhere. So, I haven't figured out how to send it to Professor Willow yet, but I know that there'll be something in Viridian City, so that's what I want to do.
Yeah, so you guys can walk straight through. As you go in, you see there's this place has bathrooms in it, vending machines, phones, computers. There's even this little section where as you're walking past, you see you can put your trainer ID in here and people can like check to see if you've made it here or not. You also see a guy just chilling behind the computer. If you make any kind of eye contact to him, he nods to you. He has this big old afro, light brown skin and a pair of headphones. Just in as he's like scrolling through his phone. He looks like he works here, but he just like will nod to you as you go. And then you exit the Kanto 1 checkpoint. You come to the entrance to Viridian City. And as you step through, you see the Evergreen City, as it's called. Except now that you're here, this city looks kind of like a mess. Lush green grass and trees from Route 1 aren't visible inside the city with all the buildings, and some of these buildings even look run down and abandoned. There's people walking around, you know, going about their business like any normal place, but it just seems like the city has this smog around it. The nicest buildings seem to be like the Pokemart or places that sell trainer accessories. Everything else seems somewhat unkempt.
Well, we need to go by like a Poke Center or something. Because I know Mankey could use some attention. I don't know about everybody else. And then I'm going to call Professor Willow and see how we can get this specimen sent to her.
I think we should call him Henry.
I'm going to see how we can get Henry sent to Professor Willow.
All right. I'm in.
What do you guys do?
We'll go to the Poke Center first.
All right. How do you find it?
Google.
Apps.
You keep misspelling Viridian City.
V-R-D-I-B Chonks. Quick. And I'm going to hold out to Chonks to spell Viridian.
She presses Z.
I didn't try that one. That's a good one.
And then Ford comes over and he sees, you see that she's just spelling the name wrong, Ford, and you can kind of correct her if you want.
Okay, I do that.
Chonks isn't happy with that.
She puts the flame a little bit closer towards Ford. And then from behind, another blue tail smacks Chonk's tail back a little bit as Posey looks away from everybody but acts like Her tail just smacks Tronx's.
Without making eye contact with Posey, I grin a little bit.
Your search result comes back, and it gives you directions to the Pokemon Center, but it also has a caption, closed for renovations.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
This all rings a bell to you. Victor and Ford, you both know that when you came to Reading City before, the Pokemon Center was shut down. And also, Dr. Bud on the way told you.
Crap, I forgot that.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, they gotta have something here.
You said there were people walking about. Is there any people around that are like, look businessy, wearing suits?
Well, I'll say they're like, if there is a guy in a suit, he's moving fast. You can probably try to catch him.
Oh, I'm gonna catch up to him.
As you're following him, all of you notice the person that stands out the most here is this guy that is, he's in this town square looking like he's looking for someone specific. And he is watching people come in the exit. So as you're taking off towards this guy in the business suit, Nate, can you tell me the person that they see that stands out among everybody else?
So striding very formally across the square towards anybody he can find, there's like a tall, thin, you might say beautiful man wearing just the finest robes. There's a suit with a layer over that. It was a cloak and there's chains and he's got a big medallion up front, long wavy hair. And yeah, he's just accosting everyone he can find.
Can we hear what he's accosting people about?
Well, as Callan's chasing after this guy in this suit, she's going to pass right by you, Paul. And she looks like she's been doing some Pokemon stuff the last few days is what I'm trying to tell.
This beautiful man runs up to Callan and tries to intercept her and says, pardon me, excuse me. You wouldn't happen to be a Pokemon trainer, would you?
Are you a magician?
No.
You have a cape?
Yes.
Show me a magic trick!
Okay, so you're not a Pokemon trainer.
Oh, no, yeah, that's... Yeah, but back to the important shit. Let's talk about some magic. Yeah, Chonks wants to see it too.
Okay, well, allow me to introduce myself. I'm
a Pidgey. It could be like a dove. Have you ever seen that when they do the... And then they come out a hat?
Pidgey fluffs up.
Are Ford and Victor even close?
They can see this happening, yeah.
Ford does look at Victor and be like, I find it so troubling when she talks to people. Maybe I should go stop this? Maybe I should go help him.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Ford's gonna walk over there. Hey!
Ford, this is a magician!
Okay. Good. Probably not, but...
Good morning, I'm not a magician.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Are you a group of Pokemon trainers?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Excellent. Are you engaged this morning?
I've never been engaged.
Maybe. We were trying to find...
No one has ever proposed.
Okay.
How droll.
We were trying to find a Pokemon Center here so that we could help our Pokemon.
Or a computer.
Yes, the Pokemon Center in town has unfortunately been under renovations for some time.
Yeah, I feel like I knew that, but I had forgotten it. What are you here for? What are you looking for?
I'm Lord Vambrace, as I was trying to explain to your friend.
I knew he was a magician.
Just roll through it.
My father, is the Duke. There was an incident last night at our estates. You may have even passed our estate on the way into town.
Oh.
If you came up Route 1.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything, but we were in a hurry.
There's been an incident and we need the assistance of some Pokemon trainers.
Okay, you want us to like catch some for you?
I can fill you in on the details on the way. If you're not busy, I can certainly help you with healing your companions.
Yeah.
Do you have a computer thing? Can we call a professor?
We have phones. We can use our phones. We can do that before we go.
Yeah, but like the thing with the things, you know, you could do the video screen and then you can like be like, I'll send you this thing. This is technology. Obvious. Come on, Ford.
You want a teleporter?
No, like a... What Pokemon are we catching?
He turns and the capes, the several capes all fly up and he starts striding away. Come with me, please.
Talon's like watching his capes to see if like any like doves fly out or like any pie doves or anything, or like if there's any other magical shit going on.
I grab Callan's hand and then I make her come with us. And then I look at Victor and I'm like, we gotta go so we can heal the Pokemon.
Callan grabs your hand back uncomfortably and starts skipping.
How does she always defeat me?
Victor, are you joining them? As you go to join them, Victor, out from this bush just pops this shaggy looking cat looking Pokemon. You aren't well versed with this one. You have this one must be from a far off region. You don't see it, but it jumps out in front of you with its arms spread and its teeth just bared, and it purrs. And then it calms down, gets down on like all fours for a second, stands back up and like waddles over and stands next to Paul.
Come, Mau Mau. And he like taps his leg.
Is that yours?
Oh, yes. And he reaches, like, he's crawled up, he's on his sitting on his shoulder, probably turned back, glaring at you, and he just scratches him behind the ears.
Feet just dangling off of his back like that as it watches you, Victor.
Charming.
He's harmless.
Sure.
It's a vampire cat.
Oh, it's a magic cat!
Yes, the trick is biting.
Look, let's go to his house. Maybe he'll cut the cat in half.
Okay.
And then put it back together.
I not.
It looks over to Ford when he says that.
Speaking of cutting, the other very noticeable thing, now that he's turned around, you see that there's a very large sword on his back.
For cutting his victims in half.
Just kind of tied there with a sash.
It's probably part of the show, Callan.
Gotta be part of the show.
I'm so confused.
Why won't he let us see the show?
Yeah.
He probably will. That's probably what's going to happen. And I'm just saying all this to keep Callan interested.
You guys, we don't know this guy, and he has a sword, and he might kill us? We're going to his house? Where he's going to kill us?
We aren't going to be able to heal the Pokemon any other way.
Like, there's, like, potions?
Upon hearing all of this, he'll turn back around and go, No, I really am a lord. You've passed the estates, I think, on the way into town. Big castle, tall walls, lots of shrubbery.
Oh yeah, if you're a lord, show us your ring.
I don't wear a ring. I have this, and he
well then
gestures at the giant medallion that he's wearing.
Fort just looks at Callan like, what?
But that's what they have, is lords of rings.
You know what?
Alex, you know how dare you?
I know, Fort's not even disappointed. Tim is disappointed. That it took him that long to get where she was going with that.
Honestly,
one.
Honestly, same. Yeah, I should have got that.
It's, you know, Lord of the Rings is really about the journey to get there, and not so much.
He kind of digs into, like, a pouch and pulls out a couple of potions. Just, if this will help at all, I'll give them to you now, but we do have more back at the chateau.
Yeah, I'm gonna take one and give it to Mankey. Aaron Mankey.
Victor, we don't have to go in his house. We could just go to the place and see the Poke. Why won't you tell us what Pokemon we're catching? What is this?
Yeah, good point.
If you'll come with me, I really will explain. We've gotten 3 feet.
Okay.
I'll go with them, but I'm going to like get like the police on speed dial and just like ready. I got stranger danger.
Hand in your pocket on the dial, but.
Yeah, exactly. My other hand is on like a Pokeball or something. I don't
know. As you guys are following, the entrance isn't too far away from the entrance of Ridding City. As you approach, you see this familiar high stone wall. It has ivy creeping up it. This section looks a little different than the one you all have seen. It's topped with wrought iron spikes. You see it stretches along the edge of Route 1 for what looks almost like miles. The land contained within can't immediately be seen, but over the wall, you can see the tops of stone towers can be made out. Midway along this wall, like the one you're looking at, you do see like the gate that leads into it. That's the direction you are heading.
Okay, before we get to the castle, I am going to call Professor Willow and let her know what we found.
Okay.
And get some direction on what she wants us to do with...
Right. Yeah, so you call Professor Willow and... she picks up.
Hey, Fort.
Yeah.
How's it going? How's your journey so far?
Fort, tell her where we are.
It's great. We're going to some creepy guy's castle with a sword.
Oh, that sounds like an adventure.
He's a magician.
That sounds amazing.
I'm not creepy or a magician.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're doing a bunch of stuff. But hey, look, the reason that I called is because we caught one of the zombie Parises.
You did.
Paris.
We haven't decided yet. Actually, as a society.
Oh, okay.
Parisissi.
Yeah, we have one, but we're right outside of Viridian City, so I don't know how to get it to you.
Oh, the Pokemon Center's down, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, I'm sure you don't know anybody with a Pokemon transfer system. Is it in a Pokeball?
No, because it was in some other dude's Pokeball. Hmm. And I just kind of grabbed it with my shirt. It was really an amazing move. Like, I know it may not sound like much with the way I describe it. Like, I'm really underselling it. It was cool.
I believe you.
Did we steal a Pokemon, you guys? Oh, God.
Yeah. No, we totally did.
Oh, shit.
Totally. And I gave him the finger when he tried to take it back. Yeah, it was cool.
I'm horrified, too.
The impropriety. Sorry.
See if you can get it in a Pokeball. That, I think, would be the best way.
Okay.
To transfer it, unless... Is it hostile?
Yeah, it's not happy. It is not happy.
To be fair, we did tie it up.
Yeah, we did do that.
Are we bad people? Oh, God.
I picture, like, Ford's got the phone and everybody just keeps popping in behind him, like, as he's on FaceTime.
Absolutely.
Okay, while we're walking, I'm going to put the Paris on the ground, and I'm going to tell Callan to give me a Pokeball.
Callan will not give you a Pokeball. She's going to try to go through your bag and grab a Pokeball.
That's what happens. You give me one of my own Pokeballs, but I think I got it back.
Perfect.
I'm like, ha, got it. And then I throw the Pokeball at the Paris.
Chunks, are we bad people?
Chomp. It hits. You see the red light engulf it, the Pokeball close. You see the Pokeball. And then click and lock in places. These little sparks fly out. Then you hear the voice on the phone, Professor Willow says,
oh, well, if that trainer did have that Pokemon caught and you were just able to catch it, that means it's released it.
Oh. Well, you can still, like, examine it or whatever, right?
Yeah. As soon as you get to the next Pokemon Center, just have them transfer it to me.
Okay. I go to put the Pokeball back in my bag, and that's when I realize that I'm one Pokeball short. I put together what Callan did. Damn it.
And as you hang up the phone and finish that damn it, you look up. All three of you are standing there, and Paul's just standing in front of you as you finish this conversation with his... it's a berserker for everybody sitting on his shoulder.
Oh. All right, what Pokemon are we catching?
As we're walking, after the phone call, I guess, Lord Vambrace will turn around and explain. So, there was a break-in last night. They didn't take anything. There was an attempt on my father's life. The far-fetched that he normally would have with him has disappeared. But we don't believe that it was stolen. Some of the servants and guards say that they saw it running off into the topiary maze that's behind our estate. We're not sure why.
God, there's so many good puns there. One, the story is far-fetched. Two, that's amazing.
Cha-cha.
There's no time for this.
To the dial.
Cozy?
Run through that one more time for me. What was it that broke in?
We're not sure.
Okay.
Criminals of some kind.
Pokemon criminals?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Was it...
We think they were human.
Well then, so why are we here?
We need help finding the far-fetched.
Okay. We get to solve a maze! This is amazing!
There you go. Got it.
As you guys get closer to the gate, you can see into the grounds a little bit more, and you see this cobblestone, like, through the gate. As, like, Paul, you can go up to it and open it however you want, and as he opens it, you see a cobblestone lane that leads from this gate through, like, this well-manicured these hedgerows topped with topiaries carved to look like Dodrios, Wobbuffets, Geodudes, and Gyaradoses. And they all lead to the courtyard of a large stone castle.
Victor is going to snap a picture of the Gyarados one.
When he notices you doing that, he actually, he'll, I guess, hear the camera shutter go off and go, oh, yeah, well, these were actually carved several years ago, and he sort of like gives like a miniature tour of the front gardens like he's probably done 100 times.
Yeah, this place is beautiful.
Over here are petalils that have been trained to stand just so, and so on, yeah.
You guys like are in the main courtyard, the castle doors open, and out walks this guy that is, he's shorter, his hair is slicked back, and it like flicks out at the end, like 11 in like season 2 of Stranger Things, I don't know, whenever she did the thing. But how tall is Paul?
6 foot.
This guy's about 4'7". Like, big chubby, he's wearing the same colors as Paul and has, like, the same chains, capes. He doesn't have a sword on his back, but he does have an Aegis slash, a shiny Aegis slash, right next to him as he's, like, coming out in the courtyard to meet you all.
I don't know whether to look at the magician or the amazing Pokemon. There's two magicians.
As the Aegis slash floats behind him and he makes his way closer to you. Oh, what the Aegis slash looks like, for anybody out there that doesn't know, it's a sword with a shield on it and like has like little arm, like these little black arms holding it. As they get closer, this guy says, oh, hello, hello, welcome to my castle. Very nice to meet you. Paul, are these those bright young trainers that you have brung to help me find Touché?
Yes, father. These wonderful people I've met in the city. I'm most embarrassed. I didn't get your names.
Oh, yes. Let's have them.
This is Chonks. This is Pidgey.
Chonks, Pidgey. Yes.
And then I go back behind Callan and I do the same thing again where I'm like, and this is Callan. And I'm Ford.
Ford.
And?
Victor.
I'm sorry.
Victor, hi, who are you?
My name is Duke Sally Van Brace, and this is Ongard. Thank you, fine young gentleman and ecstatic young lady. We would be grateful for your assistance, as my son told you everything that has happened.
No, we've literally been waiting for the magic trick for like half an hour now, and it hasn't happened once.
Last night was a travesty. Oh, I can still see it.
That's called memories. I know it sometimes happens.
This one, I like her.
She thinks you're a magician.
I am not. My son is not either.
Oh.
It really sounded like you were going to say your son was. Like, no. I thought that was the way you were going.
No, no.
You're like, hold us.
My wife was a magician. But
what? Where's she?
I didn't know that.
We've lost her.
Oh, well, no. We can find her. We're already going in the maze.
Where she's gone, and he puts his hand on Paul's shoulder and like brings him in close. I don't think that you can go retrieve her.
Oh, I don't know. We're Pokemon trainers, so we're going like all over the place.
I don't. No, that's just far fetched.
Yeah. Did you call the police about the attempt on your life?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Officer Genius took all the information.
Did you see the Growlithe?
Yes.
So cool.
Yes. I love Pokemon.
Me too.
Father, we should sit you down before you...
Yes. Thank you, son.
Kellen and this guy are going to be best friends by the end of this. Just inexplicably. So if you point us to the hedge maze, we'll go see what we can find.
Paul.
Yes, father. I will be taking them in a moment. There's some injured Pokemon that I thought we could help them with.
To the clinic. We have one right down here. A Chansey.
I'll take them, father.
And an old Joy runs it.
Yes, you can just have a seat.
Yes. Ah, yes. And he sits back down.
On your fainting couch. Like you.
Yes. Right here, underneath the Gyarados statue. The Gyarados.
I'll sort of... And get a butler to bring in some fruited water. It's got a big berry floating in it.
This is my favorite. Thank you, Paul. You are the greatest son I've ever known.
Yes, father. We take off down the hall to the clinic. Which I guess we have.
Yeah, it's just like a stone, like a little, it's got a stone chimney. It's a cottage.
Just like adjacent to the, okay.
Yeah, it's like an old Nurse Joy is employed and lives on the grounds with her Chansey.
Billy Crystal and his wife live there.
I'm not a Joy, I'm... Oh, yeah.
You guys get in there. It's an old woman, Nurse Joy, and she'll get you guys back up to full.
Okay.
Thank you all. Come see me again. Great grand Joy.
We don't have one of those fancy transfer computers like they need, do we?
That would rule.
Kylo.
Well, hi, of course. The highest. Only the best.
Yeah, you do. You have the newest model. It's so fast. It gets in there right now.
Oh, it's an eye poke. We have an eye poke. Don't worry.
Oh.
We go ahead and transfer the Pokeball, however it works.
Yeah, basically, there's like a slot you put the ball in, and you enter what... It's basically the equivalent of a phone number or email address to send it to Professor Willow.
Okay.
Also, the whole time this Pokeball transfer is going through, Callan... like, goes up to Ford, like, both arms over his shoulders, like, huh, if only there was, like, a transportation system that somebody had asked him about. Like, if you could transfer a Pokemon. Like, if you could take the Pokemon, only if somebody had asked him about that. If that existed. Huh, Ford?
We just did it. We didn't miss an opportunity. I don't know why you're, like, we're here and it happened. Because
someone... saying like it was crazy to ask that question when we were in the city.
Now, that's here because we are. You asked it.
I was right. Again,
normal Ford, stuff becomes again, crazy again, when it comes Ford, out of your mouth.
Ford, again, I was right. This is like the second time that has happened.
Cha.
Ever. I grab her hand and I start skipping.
This is not a skippable moment.
As you all skip away, it leaves Chalkmander there for a second. But like as Callan and Ford move, it reveals Posey was standing on the other side, and Chonk and Posey lock eyes again.
Oh, no.
And then they hold hands and skip.
Boons pops in between them both and looks at them both, and then pops away back to their shoulder.
Then it pans over, and Berserker is just standing behind them both, just totally psychotic.
After the clinic, 15 easy minutes later, Paul, you take them to the labyrinth.
Yeah. Okay. If that settles everything that was of concern to you this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're all ready.
Oh, excellent. Perfect. Roll right this way, and then he'll lead them around back of the house. And yeah, you guys see like a sprawling hedge maze. It's bigger. It goes further than like you can really tell. It's huge.
I once got lost in a maze for like 3 days. I love mazes.
Oh, that's very possible. Yes. 3 days would actually be a feat.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Right. Shall we?
Are you? Yeah, okay, so you're coming in with us?
Yes, of course.
Okay, all right, cool.
Someone has to be able to lead you out again.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, okay, my first thought is why don't we send Pidgey up to get sort of like the aerial view and see if we can see anything that way. And then maybe we can get, like, a direction at least to travel.
Pidgey, do you want to try to find the Farfetch'd? I will watch the egg.
Pidge.
I'll watch it.
Pidgey stands up on the egg, looks at you, looks back to the egg. Pidgey.
I will watch it very closely. I had responsibility before you, even.
Pidgey. Flutters up into the air. And as Pidgey flutters up into the air, you all start to hear... indistinct calls come from this labyrinth as Pokemon are... You hear that there's some Pokemon inside running around in this labyrinth. And as Pidgey takes up into the sky, and we see the group walking towards the entrance of this maze. And that's where we'll stop for this one. You can catch more of me at CZ Drop on Twitter or twitch.tv/CZ Drop. You know, I stream D&D every other Sunday at 11 American Eastern Time or 10 Canadian Central Time in the morning. That's where you can find me at. Tim.
Hey, I'm Tim. You can find me at Remo Beware on Twitter. Or, in a much better place, horsegirls.club, because I do a podcast called Horse Girls. You may have heard of it. It's pretty good. What about you, Casey?
Hi, I'm Casey. I'm some places on the internet. You should check out my link tree, which is linktr.ee/KCDstudios for finding me places. But most importantly, I write and draw a webcomic called B-Side You, and you can read that for free at bsideyoucomic.com. And if you read it and you like it, you can go to my Patreon, patreon.com/KCDstudios, and help me support making the comic. And otherwise, check out Animorphs Anonymous, which I do with Alex.
Hi, I'm Alex. I wanted to bring the energy that Tim brought here. So here we are. You can find me on Twitter at Alex and Birds and TikTok at Alex and Birds. Now, I have no videos. Congrats. You can still find me. Literally just find me on all the things I do with these fine people. I'm on Dungeons and Draken Beams, Horse Girls with Tim and Jenna, and with Casey at Animorphs Anonymous. And then a few other side projects, some of them that are on hiatus right now, like Soup Salad Sandwich and Cadmus to Crisis, a Superboy podcast. And those are most of the places you can find me. The others, you win a prize if you find me there.
I brought a ton of energy. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was the way you started. You turned to the camera. You're like, hi, my name is Tim.
Very Mr. Rogers.
You could start late, but at least you're starting. Okay, bye.